Darren Frettel is back with more sports news. Morning again, Darren.
Very good morning to you, Gavin. We'll start with Gaelic Games. The Waterford hurler Tony Brown has decided to retire from intercounty hurling after 22 years of service. Now, Brown won 4 Munster Championships and was Player of the Year in 1998. The Mount Sion clubman will turn 41 in July. And let's listen back to one of the highlights of his career. It was when he scored a goal against Tipperary in the Munster Championship 2002. It ended a long, long wait for Munster glory.
All the way down towards Sherry Prendergast, and here's a chance, and it's a goal by Tony Brown. The 18th minute of the match in the second half. The Waterford fans delighted. Again, consternation in the Tipperary defence. And they said the famine was over. The famine is now over. Waterford are the Munster hurling champions.
Yeah, great memory. What a great player he was. I'm joined on the line by John Allen, former Cork and Limerick hurling manager. John, that goal was against Tipperary, but are Cork people glad to see the back of him this morning?
Tony Brown was a great hurler, there's no doubt about that. And to survive for as long as he did, particularly over the last 10 years where the whole preparation and pace of the game has got so high that, you know, it's a huge tribute to himself that he has lasted so long. And, you know, are we glad that he's gone? Well, I know certainly from talking to players who had played against him that Tony Brower was a bit like, I remember when I was in school myself, we had a teacher who had the nickname of the Silent Killer, and Tony Brown was, you know, a nice guy off the field and looked as if he was, you know, a nice guy on the field as well. But Tony Brown, I assure you, was a tough competitor and didn't, you know, played, you know, tough all the time and was a great competitor. Stylish, got some significant scores, you know, lasted the pace. You know, he's a big loss to Waterford. Obviously, at his age, he wasn't going to last much longer. But he was, Tony Brown will be missed. He was a really, really good player.
Yeah, well, we wish him all the best this morning here on Morning Ireland. Big weekend in hurling, John. 2 semi-finals taking place in the Allianz Hurling League. Kilkenny and Tipperary at 2 o'clock. Clare facing Tipperary then at 4 o'clock. The two rivals going head-to-head. Let's look at the first game first of all. Kilkenny and Galway. Look, at these have had some great battles down through the years. Can you see any surprise in this one? Kilkenny obviously would be the favourites going into it.
Yeah, well, I suppose on form, you'd have to say that you know, Kilkenny are favourites because of, you know, how they've played up to now. They've tried a lot of new players, put up a few huge scores in different games. Beat Galway in their game. No, there wasn't much in that game, like, so, you know, that wouldn't be a great maybe sign of how the game would go. But on the other hand, then, I suppose Galway have had 7 games in a row, given that they were playing in the Railway Cup or the old Railway Cup, as well as the league. You know, so they had a lot of chance to try out players, didn't have their Portumna players, and yet are in the semi-final. Having said all that, I suppose you'd have to say that Kilkenny have had the better form up to now and probably, you know, should shade this game, I would say.
A lot of focus on Tipperary. They've got a lot of criticism, John. I know you've attended a lot of games throughout the league campaign and you would have seen them firsthand, particularly defensively, shipping a lot of goals. But have they turned a small bit of a corner, and what can we expect from them against Clare on Sunday?
Yeah, well, as you said there, you know, in their middle 3 games, they started off and, you know, were lucky to beat Waterford, got a fortuitous goal, I suppose, towards the end of the game, the turn in the game. And then, you know, the next 3 games conceded 12 goals. And then, were fortunate that they did beat Dublin and that, you know, that possibly if Dublin had got another point, Tipperary would have been in the relegation battle. So they've been quite lucky, you know, to get to the quarter-final and then shipped another 4 goals in the quarter-final. Now, you know, they were missing Patrick Maher and they were missing Michael Cahill and Padraig Maher, and who are big players for Tipperary. I think they're quite fortunate to be the way they are, and I think probably the most startling statistic of the whole thing is that they're playing, tatted up a few numbers last night, they've conceded 16 goals and 105 points.
That's incredible.
In their league campaign so far. Now, Clare have only conceded 5 and 109 points. So if you're basing your prediction on the stats of the league so far, Clare will win the game.
Okay.
But I think Clare will win the game anyway.
Okay, John. So Clare and Kilkenny for you. John Allen, thanks for your views this morning here on Morning Ireland. Both those games, should be two cracking games, will be live on RT Radio 1 on Sunday Sport this weekend. Two Irish provinces in action in the Rabo Direct Pro 12 this evening. Top of the table, Leinster face Treviso at 5 o'clock. Second place, Ulster away to fourth place, Glasgow at 7.35. That's a big game for them. Busy night in the SSE Electricity League. Bray host Derry City. UCD travel to Sligo Rovers. The defending champion St Pat's play Bohemians. Limerick entertain Athlone Town. Shamrock Rovers travel to the top of the table, Dundalk. It's second against fourth as Cork City host Drogheda. Lee Westwood leads the Malaysian Open on 11 under par. Michael Hoey, the leading Irishman, on 5 under. He's 6 holes into his second round. Simon Thornton carded a 68 earlier this morning. He's climbed up to 2 under par for the event and back into contention. It looks like, though, Shane Lowry and Damian McGrain will be going home early. They'll miss the cut there. Defending champion Graham McDowell carded a level par opening round of 71 on day one of the Heritage at Hilton Head. Now he's 5 shots off the lead held by Matt Kuchar, Scott Langley and William McGirt. McDowell birdied 3 of the last 6 holes to keep in touch. In racing, the Boyle Sports Grand National takes place on Easter Monday. Now the National, one of the biggest prizes in Irish horse racing. Last year, a complete outsider, Liberty Council, claimed the win at Fairy House for Mullingar trainer Dot Love.
Away we go on the near side, on the far side, Liberty Council, they jump it together, clear, a follower at the last for Romanesco and racing into the closing stages, Liberty Council on the far side, Liberty Council from away we go as they race up towards the line, Liberty Council and Ben Dalton win the Ladbrokes Irish Grand National, second spot.
It's made a huge difference, people suddenly say hello to me in the street, people who I've never met, kids ask for autographs and we have been sent more horses, so it's all good. Wonderful experience and most unexpected. The mare could do it, but I never thought I'd be in that position in my life.
What starting price was the horse again?
50-1. And it was April's Fool Day, and we fooled them all and won.
No, she absolutely did. I can assure you that her local community there in Mullingar took the bookies to the cleaners as well. Doc Love, they're a great character. There'll be live coverage of the big race here on Radio 1 and RTE Television on Monday.
Darren, thank you.